All right, all you tech-savvy classic rock freaks out there, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Tell your friends, neighbors, and fellow classic rock fans how easy it is to access the podcast. All right, do me that favor. Do me that service for Valentine's Day. I think it's only fair. I don't ask much. It's Dave here on this Thursday, February 7th, and we talked Valentine's Day today and how terrible most people's grade is that they get from their loved one for their V-Day performance. We learned about a strange new, way of getting high by way of an over-the-counter medicine that we were not expecting. We talked the upcoming Grammys award show that's coming on Sunday night before Breakfast with the Beatles today. We all speculated on that. Fast Five once again took place, and we had a perhaps the greatest performance by a listener ever. The guy really knew his stuff today that snagged that trip down to Universal Orlando, Florida. So definitely want to emulate him as we continue with that contest for the rest of this week and next. And Dusty Slay, comedian and Leonard Skinner roadie lookalike, Dusty Slay slayed us with his comedy today. Another first-time comic on the show. Great chat with him. Really funny dude. So find out for yourself right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
I saw a story this morning. It says 58% of Americans would give their partner an F when it comes to their efforts for Valentine's Day, which is one of the reasons why we put something like the doghouse together. But, really?
I might get an F.
Really?
Well, it's because Lauren's birthday is the 8th. So it all gets lumped into one.
Oh,
which she's fine with. Because we beat the crowds that way.
I'm so much better than Dave. Kristen's birthday is the 27th, and it's 2. Right. It's Valentine's Day, which she gets a card and a bunch of chocolates, maybe some flowers from Giant. And
flowers from Giant? Why? But why? There's...
You know what? Damn it. You're right, John. I am never doing that again.
Why?
I am...
When you have, you could be a pro with pro flowers.
You're right. And it's always because I'm dead last second, like day of.
No.
I'm an idiot.
F for flowers.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella podcast.
We continue with MGK's top 20 greatest front men or greatest front people, because it's men and women. And yesterday it was Axl Rose, right? We start out Ozzy. Was Ozzy?
No,
Alice was the first one. Yeah. Ozzy was second.
Correct.
Ozzy's in the hospital.
I saw that.
Flu complications, yeah. I mean, you know, Sharon didn't show up on the talk yesterday or The View or whatever the hell show she's on, right? You know, and just sat there with them and, you know, went back, took Ozzy into the hospital and then went back, got him some clothes and a blanket. So she's planning on spending the night, right? But
I don't know. I read the statement that she made. I don't know if it's as serious as, like, oh, my God. Not a pneumonia sort of thing.
Yeah, but sometimes flu can really send you.
Right. Yeah, right. And if you've done as many drugs, your immune system might not be as good.
Ozzy's in the hospital.
Yeah.
It's reason to worry.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and if the flu is dead, 8,000 people died from the flu last year.
Right.
Yep.
All right? You know, so it's not something to be screwed with. Speaking of things, anyway, just 9 o'clock this morning, we'll find out who the next person is on the list of the top 20.
And if they have the flu.
And if they have the flu.
Yes. Okay. Debbie will have that news.
Right. But speaking of hospitals and medication, I got to tell you something. Look, we all know there's an opioid problem.
Uh-huh.
All right. What do you think the number one substitute? You can't get through an opioid. These people with opioid problems. What do you think the number one substitute is for them to get?
Heroin?
Nope. Nope.
Cough medicine?
You're on the right track.
Something with fentanyl.
Nope.
I'm on the right track with cough medicine, I don't know what's the next step.
It's really strong Starbucks.
Actually, in a way, you're on the right track.
Am I?
Caffeine pills?
Yeah. No. No. Imodium.
What?
Imodium. Yep. Imodium.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, jeez. I'm taking my headphones off.
I don't want to poop for 16 days. Give me that Imodium.
It seems that for some reason, a new study at Rutgers University found that the number of people suffering from fatal overdoses of antidiarrheal medications is on the rise.
Oh, God.
No crap. All right. So the lead of the study points out that the pills are effective when they're used for their intended purposes, but when misused and abused, they're more toxic to the heart than opioids are.
My Lord, really?
Yeah. So
it's not an aisle I frequent. Are they usually
is overdosing on Imodium?
People get creative, Steve. When they're desperate, when they need that fix.
Exactly. But you know, it's like Can you imagine the guy in the CVS? Here comes that guy. Six more bottles of Imodium.
Got a case in the back.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
On Monday, we'll start doing it. It is very possible that you are in the Valentine's Day doghouse already, and you got a week to go before it even gets here. Maybe you've been bad at Valentine's Day for years and years, right? Well, we're here to help you out. We want to know why you're in the doghouse. Send an email to us with your daytime phone number, your name, and the story about why you're in the doghouse to doghouse@WMGK.com, and we will gift you with dinner for two on Valentine's Day. You don't even have to worry about making reservations. We got you covered, right? At a Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar near you. There's one up at Montage Mountain. There's one in Morristown. There's one in Harrisburg. And, of course, Radnor, North Wales, Glen Mills, Newtown. So if you want to have Valentine's dinner on us and you're in the doghouse already, we want to know about it, so just send us that email. And ladies, you can't nominate your husband, all right? You know,
right.
I realize, have them, let them know. You could let your husband know about it, right? You know, and let him know that if he tells us the right story, maybe you'll be getting that dinner for two.
And you can nominate yourself.
You can nominate yourself, right? Right. If this isn't just a guy thing, you know, there are women who are bad at Valentine's Day also. So whatever it is, tell us the sad sack story. And really, and no, like, you know, oh, my life is terrible and I don't have a job stories. No.
Yeah.
This is not what this is about. This is about making up for being really part of that 58% we were talking about this morning. Because 58% of people say that their lover is bad at Valentine's Day.
This is, I bought 3 yards of mulch and 2.5 of it are still sitting on my driveway. My wife's pissed about it.
Right. Exactly.
Doghouse.
Exactly. That is what it's for. So
doghouse@WMGK.com.
We know that.
I have no stories. I'm perfect.
doghouse@WMGK.com. Make sure you send us your name, your daytime phone number, and, of course, the story to go along with it. How's Randy at Valentine's Day?
He's great. I keep telling him not to do things because I don't need that much candy and underwear.
All right. But at the same time, you never return the candy.
That's true.
Right? The underwear may go back, but the candy stays.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Steve believes that AC/DC is going to be at the Grammy Awards this weekend.
I do.
All right, and with the proof he showed me, I mean, it seems like they would be.
Yep.
All right, they're all in the promos. There's a long promo, a long commercial for the Grammy Awards that shows them twice performing on stage.
Yeah.
All right, there's one there where
doesn't
mention the name at all, but you see Angus, and then later on you see him doing his little duck walk thing across the stage, right? And so maybe they're going, although they don't have, they're not nominated for anything. They didn't have a new album out.
They will, but where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right, yeah, well,
in the same warehouse in Vancouver where they recorded the last two albums.
Yep.
I guess Malcolm passing away
kind of
brought them all really back together. Right. Brian
and Phil Rudd's back in the band, isn't he?
I think so.
Really?
Brian said he's back in the band.
Yeah.
I thought Phil Rudd was in jail still.
Yeah, who the hell knows? Right? Yeah, but anyway, maybe they will show up on Sunday. Although I'll miss it because I never watch the Grammy Awards.
With you.
I don't get that. It's the best award show.
No, it's
there's
not.
There's actual performances.
Yeah, there's
unlike every other award show.
Bands I don't give a rat's ass about.
Oh, it's good. So, it's good. You get a nice balanced. Bill,
yeah, I'm with you. I'll watch it online or something the next day.
Yeah. Right. It's better than a hostless movie fest.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Have I done the weather yet?
I have no idea. Probably.
41 degrees
outside.
Cloudy and mild today. High temperature about 51 degrees. Of course, it's 7:30. We've got the Fast Five coming up. It's Led Zeppelin today. The five songs we're going to be asking about. You don't have to name them in order, but you do have to name them all, and we'll get to that at 7:30 this morning. But right now, we are serving breakfast, being brought to us by Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax problems, call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100. Today is the anniversary of the Beatles landing at JFK, and just in time, I mean, the country was in such a malaise after the assassination of Kennedy that these guys showing up was just a breath of fresh air. And look, if you watch TV at all, when reporters shout out questions at press conferences, sometimes they can be pretty stupid. But nothing we hear nowadays compares to the level of lame questions that were asked to the Beatles when they landed at JFK. And although the boys were really good at snappy answers to stupid questions, some of the questions were basically insulting. Listen to some of this.
Please sing something.
No. Sorry.
Next question.
Oh,
yes,
you can sing.
No, we need money first.
How much money do they expect to take out of this country?
Nothing.
Half a crown. $10.
What do you think of the comment that you're nothing but a bunch of British Elvis Presley?
No, it's not true. It's not true.
Does all that hair help you sing?
Definitely, yeah.
How many of all that you have to wear those wigs?
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Time for someone to join us to take a shot at the Fast Five. Today's Fast Five artist is Led Zeppelin, and I'll play five clips from five different Led Zeppelin songs. Let me play them for you now. Now, you have to identify those five clips. You don't have to get them in order, but you do have to get all five of them correct. And if you're the first to do that, you and a guest will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination. Plus, we'll put you up and you'll stay right there on site at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've had the phones locked out. We've got people lined up now. You must be 21 or older in order to play. And once again, today's Fast Five clip, it's all Led Zeppelin songs. Let's get started this morning with, let's start with David. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Chris.
Good.
How's everything?
Everything is fine. Where are you from, sir?
From Blackwood.
From Blackwood. Okay. How's everything over in Jersey this morning?
A little wet.
Okay. All right. Do you have plans for the day? You going to work or something?
No, just getting ready for work.
All right.
What are you having for breakfast?
Yeah, we're just trying to get friendly with David. What did David have for breakfast?
Just a bowl of cereal.
All right.
Yeah. A cup of coffee.
What kind of cereal?
All right. Get some Cap'n Crunch. Get some Cap'n in there.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Is it? All right.
He's just going with whatever.
You know, he's not really in the military. You realize that. David, are you ready to take a shot at the Fast Five? Would you like to hear you would like to hear the songs one more time?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Now, it is all on you, sir. Tell me what those five songs are, and I will send you off to Universal Orlando Resort.
Ooh. We had Black Dog.
Keep going.
Houses of the Holy. Four Sticks. The Ocean. And Cashmere.
All right. It seems that David is playing a whole new game, right? Which is I can name five Led Zeppelin songs. I have to tell you, sir, that is incorrect. Let's go over to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. All right. Do you need the clips again?
No, I don't think it will help at this point.
Love her honesty.
All right. Tell me what the five songs are.
Okay. Whole Lot of Love. Immigrant Song, Black Dog, Cashmere, and Ramble On.
I have to tell you that the actual song name is Cashmere, and you are incorrect. That takes us now to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, John, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. See, Mike sounds confident. Mike sounds like he knows his Led Zeppelin songs.
Third time's a charm.
All right, let's see. Mike, tell me those five songs.
All right, John. Misty Mountain Hop, Communication Breakdown, Gallows Pole, Trampled Underfoot, and Immigrant Song.
Holy!
Sir!
You're a winner!
Wow!
Dude. Hey, Zeppelin, John. It should be easy.
Wow. I honestly didn't think we'd get a winner today. We'd go till 9 o'clock when Debbie's here and have to shut it down.
I thought so, too. And all five of them in order. Misty Mountain Hop, Communication Breakdown, Gallows Pole, Trampled Underfoot, Immigrant Song. You, my man! have got yourself a well-deserved trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
Awesome, awesome.
From Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Thank you, sir.
Here's one you didn't name because we didn't play it. Led Zeppelin, A Fool in the Rain from In Through the Outdoor. I was just saying to Dave, this is In Through the Outdoor is one of my favorite Led Zeppelin albums. I would put it in top five.
Is that right?
Definitely not in top three, but it's definitely in the top
five. It's their last studio album, I think, right?
Yep.
The final one?
No, was that which one came first? Is that a Coda?
I don't know.
Coda might have been a
We'll have to ask that guy that won. He was the expert.
This guy, Mike Kalp. Yeah. Mike Kalp from Burlington, New Jersey. That was incredible.
Where it was recorded.
Absolutely incredible. You know, and I thought Immigrant Song was going to screw with people. Once again, if you didn't hear it, all right, these were the five songs. Misty Mountain Hop. All right, so there's the first one. Next one was, Communications Breakdown. That one was easy. All right. This one could have been hard for people. Gallows Pole. Although one would think they would have had lyrics in it, shouldn't be that hard. Mm-hmm. Then Trampled Underfoot. And lastly is Immigrant Song. But because it's the very ending of Immigrant Song, right, that might have screwed with people too. Mm-hmm. So, but Mike got it, went right through him. Misty Mountain Hop, Communications Breakdown, Gallows Pole, Trampled Underfoot, Immigrant Song. Tomorrow morning, 7:30, we start it all up again. Another trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort with the Fast Five.
The John DiBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
Dusty Slay is a comedian from, way down south. And as a matter of fact, he's got a couple of great albums out called Son of a Ditch and Making That Fudge. I got to ask more questions about Making That Fudge. They're available through Amazon.com and DustySlay.com. Good morning, Dusty.
Good morning. We're having a good time.
Are we?
We are. I like to tell people that we're having a good time. I don't like to ask, you know?
Okay. Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Alabama. I grew up in Alabama. Grew up in a trailer park, which wasn't that fun, so I'm not sure why they call it a park. You know? I mean, there wasn't no rides in there, no water slides. We had like an occasional slip and slide or like an old tarp with some Dawn distance detergent on it. You know? We put our slip and slide over a tree root one time because we was going to jump it, and that's not how that works. I hit that tree root, I just got up and got a job. You know?
As a guy who is from Alabama, was your first time out of the state becoming a comic and going out on the road?
Well, me and my family used to vacation wherever my uncle was working. My uncle worked at a hotel, so whatever hotel he worked at, we'd go on vacation. So we went to Gatlinburg a lot. I had a lot of Airbus t-shirts with my name on it, you know? I had a lot of t-shirts with wolves on it growing up, you know? My mom thought I'd look good in a wolf t-shirt. She was like, the more wolves, the better. Put them all over that thing. Maybe put a little moon on there. Give that wolf something to howl at.
Dusty, we have a guy that we work with who has a wolf shirt that he wears constantly. I think he has a tiger shirt also.
Yeah, I had a tiger shirt too. Yeah.
You need a dream catcher as well. That's mandatory.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that around your rearview mirror of your car.
Yes. Yes.
But do you end up spending a lot of time on the road now?
Yeah, I'm on the road all the time. I'm in hotels all the time. I don't always get the best hotels. I was in this hotel recently and they had a sign inside the room. Inside the hotel room, it said, not responsible for stolen items. So I took some stuff, you know. I was like, I'm not responsible either. I don't even work here, you know. I've been needing a lamp with some plugs on it.
Now, did you plan on going into comedy? Did you have any jobs before this? I mean, was there something you wanted to be when you grew up?
Well, to be honest, I've never had a goal. I don't even know that I have one now. I just kind of go along. I used to sell pesticides. I was a pesticide salesman. I sold to Lowe's and Home Depot. And people would come in there and they would ask weird questions. You know, they'd be like, I'm looking for something organic. I'd like to kill the insects but not harm the environment. I'm like, well, how about a shoe? You know? Because I'm selling pesticides. So.
Did you just inhale some?
Thinking about pesticides brings up flashbacks, you know? I get choked up.
Was your family okay with you going into comedy? What did they think about you being a comic?
My family's happy that I'm doing anything. My parents got divorced when I was two. Then there was a custody battle, and my mom lost, so I had to go live with her. And so the comedy started from there. You know, because growing up, we were poor, but not real poor. We just didn't have everything, you know? Like, I never got ice cream growing up. My mom used to just pour milk into a bowl. Then she'd call me into the room and go, well, you're too late.
I might have to use that.
Yeah.
That's good.
We never had the tooth fairy growing up. We had the opposite of the tooth fairy. We just had a guy that would come in, steal your money, and leave teeth, you know?
Are you a drinker?
Well, I am a drinker, but I had to quit drinking because I used to black out all the time, you know?
Uh-huh.
And nothing good ever happens when you black out, you know? No one's ever like, man, you blacked out last night, but I appreciate you helping with those taxes. I mean, I drank all kinds of things. I drank gas one time, you know, not on purpose. I was trying to get out of a lawnmower, put it into four-wheeler so I could go ride. You know, so. Yeah, I'd never done that. I drank the gas, and then I freaked out, but I ended up just... I drank a bunch of water and ended up throwing up all this gas, and then I was fine. But I burped up gas for like 2 weeks. I had to quit smoking. I was going to light myself on fire. You know?
Well, Dusty Slay, if you want to check him out, he's got a podcast. We're having a good time. That's available through iTunes. And, of course, his two albums, Son of a Ditch and Making That Fudge. I still got questions about that title there, Dusty.
Well, I was in this bank one day, and I saw this lady talking to the teller, and she said, lately, I've been making that fudge, right? And I thought, because we were in a bank, I thought that was new slang for making money, you know, like making that bread, yeah. Making that cheese. But if we'd have been in a doctor's office, I would have thought something completely different. You know?
Well, Son of a Ditch and Making That Fudge is available through DustySlay.com or Amazon.com. Dusty, thank you so much. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that somebody can have this accent and not be a cable person.
That's right. I never installed cable.
Have yourself a great day.
All right, you too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.